Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes spirits in homes tend to gravitate towards certain individuals. Sometimes they gravitate toward men. Sometimes they gravitate towards women. Sometimes they gravitate toward kids. Sometimes they gravitate towards older people. You name it, there's sometimes just an interest there, it seems, from certain spirits in certain homes. Why is it? What is it? It's even more confusing when there's more than one spirit in a home and each seems to have different interests in different members of the family. That's precisely what happens in our next story. Large family moves into a big house with many spirits. Spirits very much make themselves known to not only the members of the family living there, but to their guests as well. Take a listen. For about 9 years, my family and I lived in a two-story house. Many things happened in that house. When we first moved in, my brothers were playing and running around, seeing who was the fastest going up and down the stairs. They both slipped on the last stairs, laughing. They were sitting or lying on the stairs, I forgot. When they looked up, they saw a person looking at them. The person or spirit must have been curious on all the noise that was being made. Just so you know, there was no one upstairs. Everyone was down. Let me describe the house to you. When you go in there, there's a living room connected to the kitchen, a small storage room beside the stairs, and a furnace room beside the storage room. Going up the first stairs, the bathroom is on the first landing, and up the stairs are three rooms and a small storage area. Hope you understand what I just described. My brothers told everyone what they saw, so my parents told them not to be scared of anything that can't hurt them. My brothers weren't scared or anything because they were kind of on the sensitive side, especially the older one. But still, my little brother, which I call little big brother now because he got taller than me. The room me and my sister were sleeping in was not the settling type of room you would want to sleep in. The same two-story house we lived in once, three bedrooms, one across the room, one in the middle and one on the right. The room was in the right that we were sharing. One night, my sister was going to sleep early. My brothers, me, and my baby sister were watching TV in the living room downstairs until we heard Molly crying. That's her real name. I went upstairs to see what happened. The lights were on, and Molly was on the bed crying. I asked her what happened, and she didn't respond. I asked her again, and she said that someone was scratching on her back. I checked her back to see any scratch marks, but there was nothing. So I told her to come downstairs and sleep there instead because she didn't want to be alone upstairs all by herself. After she fell asleep in the living room on the couch with my baby sister, I told her brothers and my parents what had happened. In the same room one night, my sister and I couldn't fall asleep because for some reason, my right arm would move on its own without me controlling it to lift up. I told Molly and she was scared. I didn't want to tell her, but in my family, we tell the truth on what happens. So we went to my brother's room to ask them if they can sleep with us that night, and they agreed. We put their bedside by ours. They have something to sleep on. JD, short for his full name, was sleeping beside me, and my other brother was sleeping with my sister when I fell asleep. JD woke me up and told me my arm lifted up by itself again. I kind of got frustrated and said, "Fuck's sake, man, stupid arm." I went back to sleep and the arm started lifting up. The room on the right was the same room my sister and I slept in. Every time we went in there, we felt someone or something uncomfortable. Every night I'd feel someone watching me, an uncomfortable feeling that you can't shake off. The door is always closed and the lights off. The only light was the alarm clock. One night my sister fell asleep before me because we would talk for about an hour before going to bed. As I lay on my bed waiting for sleep to take me to dreamland, I suddenly heard a scream in the right ear of mine. I was lying down on the bed, unable to move because I was paralyzed with fear. I looked at my sister and she was still sleeping. Knowing that I was the only one that had heard it, I prayed to God for protection after seeing an unsettling feeling that something was going to happen to me when I fell asleep. Feeling safe once again, I was able to sleep in the arms of my guardian angel. I wanted to cry because I sensed this peace when one of my relatives was still alive, but I know that they didn't want to see me shed a tear, so I held it in and fell off into dreamland. My sister and I asked our parents to move into their old room because they always slept in the living, and my baby sister cried every night in their old room after sleeping in the living room as she didn't cry as much. They asked why, and we told them what happens in the room Molly and I shared, so they agreed to let us move our belongings to the room they once slept in before adopting my baby sister. My little brother Stuart moved to that room. Finally, about to have his own room, nothing happened to him when he slept there. The room my sister and I moved into, went across from the stairs, we were finally able to sleep better the first night of moving in this house. Although my little brother's behavior changed when we moved to the room on the right, he doesn't listen to my parents as much as he did before. He gets angry at little things and starts arguments. He'd be with the wrong people that he isn't allowed to be with and sometimes violates properties, which he never did before moving to that room. He would think that we're blaming things on him when we're just explaining things to him, what he should and should not do. My parents explain everything to us when we're listening, but he thinks otherwise. One day, my dad was home alone. Everyone was out except for him. On that day, my dad was sitting on the couch. There was some show on television which made a presence behind him. He turned his head, saw my mom sitting behind him, staring at him. He was not scared or anything, but he just stared back at the image of my mom, which he knew it wasn't her. When my mom came back home, my dad told her what happened. My mom told us what my dad told her. JD is a sensitive one in the family, so he hears and sees some things that we cannot. Almost every night, he would hear footsteps coming up the stairs, going down when everyone's asleep, see someone standing by the stairway looking at him, and he sometimes just feels it. When I had my first digital camera, I took a picture of my brother lying down on the couch playing with his Game Boy Advance. In the picture, it showed him playing and an orb right above his stomach. We were kind of shocked to see our first orb. I showed my brother the orb and told us that he felt something sitting on his stomach when no one was near him. He was not afraid and thought nothing of whatever it was sitting on him. I showed the image to my parents and they thought nothing of it. We lived in that house for such a long time that it does not bother us much. When my cousin Jason was living with us for a few months, he was sleeping in the room on the right. The room did not bother him or anything. I just started thinking that Spirit did not like girls at all. His girlfriend and another cousin named Doreen were visiting him. Doreen did not tell me this, but since she's one of my favorite cousins, I believe her. She told me when she was sitting on the bed talking to Jason and his girlfriend, she saw someone behind the door. A shadowy figure stared at them, mainly at Doreen. The door was open because my mom wanted the door open so nothing nasty can happen, if you know what I mean. Yuck. The shadowy figure was just staring and then disappeared. Doreen was kind of scared after what she saw. Also told me that it did not feel right when it was there. Whatever it was, we feel did not really like girls at all and just makes its presence known to the females in the room that it did not like them. I had some of my friends over, talk about what they had been doing after school and such, and one of them told me that they didn't feel so good, so I had the idea of going downstairs instead when we left the room. My friend felt okay again. We didn't go into the room again the whole day. My uncle Floyd and his girlfriend were house-sitting when my family and I were visiting our relatives in another city. While they were house-sitting the first night sleeping in my parents' room, my uncle woke up from his girlfriend talking to someone. She was talking to someone in another language. My uncle asked her who she was talking to, and she replies that there's someone sitting on the floor, an old man. Floyd said there was no one there, but she said that the old man is sitting right beside the bed and talking to her. When the old man disappeared in front of Floyd's girlfriend, she got kind of scared and forced herself to sleep with my uncle. The next day, they slept at my grandma's house instead because they were scared of what my uncle's girlfriend experienced. When we came back from the other city, Floyd and Tiff told us that she saw and talked to someone. We weren't really bothered because in the room they were sleeping in, it was a comforting and peaceful feeling. I know the old man that was in the room died in there and did not want to cause us any harm. In the same room, a few of my brother's friends, my sister, and a few of my cousins were watching a movie called Cabin Fever. I heard it was scary and disgusting, so I didn't plan on watching the movie. During the movie, one of the people felt a bed move down. She or he looked to see if anyone was sitting beside that person, but found out that no one was there. Another thing happened in when they came in. They were still watching the movie. One of our guests felt someone tap him or her on the shoulder on either side of his or her shoulder, but they said that they didn't do anything while watching the movie. The person got kind of scared and decided to watch and ignore whatever happened. This is all the story I know of what happened in that house that I lived in with my family. Stories I heard my brothers, sisters, parents, cousins, and friends all tell. It's the longest story I have. It's a story that I still wonder about to this day with far more questions than answers.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.